But in other ways, says Mr. Lou Perry, the era has changed, on screen and off it. Over three decades, deforestation in the Amazon has disturbed rainfall and flood patterns in the Pantanal. On the single-lane highways that cut through the vast cattle ranches, signs still warn drivers about armadillos and anteaters crossing the road. But sightings of them are rarer. Charred palm trees recall the fires that in 2020 blazed through roughly a quarter of the region, killing 17 million vertebrates by some estimates. In the Pantanal's southern reaches, a visitor's best chance of spotting the jaguar, its most legendary creature, is now in the rice fields, not on the plains. The telenovela writer should illuminate these changes, Mr. Lou Perry thinks. Man's relationship with nature is at the core of the show, he explains. Characters monitor crops and the silt building up in rivers. The show's new generation of ranchers press their elders to farm their land in a more sustainable way. In 1990, Velho do Rio, Old Man of the River, a magically shape-shifting character, was one of the first figures in a Brazilian soap opera to defend the environment. This time around, he comports himself like an activist. In one scene, to punish a forest arsonist, he is transformed into an anaconda and tries to drag the offender into the flames. Other kinds of behaviour have been updated too. The protagonist of both versions is Jove Leoncio, a young man who in his Generation X incarnation enjoyed a barbecue, but as a Gen Z-er has turned vegetarian, observes Thaís Ilieu, a journalist and telenovela fan. The Jove of the 1990s would occasionally make homophobic jokes. Now he chastises his fathers. Meanwhile, viewers who, surveys suggest, themselves have less sex than their forebears are also offered fewer racy scenes on ranches and in rivers. The sexualities depicted in the story are more diverse, and other tensions and scenarios are interpreted differently. Maria Bruaca, a downtrodden housewife character, was often mocked by audiences of yore. Portrayed and viewed more sympathetically, she has become a fan favourite. Not everyone is enamoured of the remake. The pace of the series is quicker, and some scenes seem designed to be clipped for the internet, says Louise Joaquin, a cultural critic who prefers the original. Other sequences are vehicles for doubtless lucrative product placement. In a recent episode, a character extols at length the virtues of her favourite washing detergent. In Portugal, where it has aired since May, the new Pantanal has flopped. TV Globo does not seem too bothered. Amaury Soares, the network's director, says its stories cater to contemporary Brazil and won't always appeal overseas, though Pantanal will soon be broadcast across Latin America. That domestic audience is rapt. As Veneza Honcini of the Federal University of Santa Maria says, paraphrasing Jesus Martin Barbero, a distinguished anthropologist, Brazil has an urban face, but a peasant heart. And as the lyrics of the telenovela's theme tune insist, the heart of Brazil lies in the Pantanal.